This is the Mambo in the City Salsa Podcast. Listen, guys, you already heard in the background there. Casa Llena this weekend at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. Special guest. We're going to get into all that. We're going to recap the concert and also my time with Ray Ruiz in New York City. That and more on the Mambo in the City Salsa Podcast. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Adrian Montañez. Don't forget, Mambo in the City Salsa Podcast is brought to you by the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. Visit lehmancenter.org. Check out their calendar. A lot of concerts coming up, including La India for Mother's Day, also La Sonora Ponceña. Listen, this past weekend, although it was raining cats and dogs, okay? Esa lluvia el sábado fue increíble. Pero la gente salieron a los conciertos. Y estaba casa llena, como digo siempre, en el Lehman Center for the big Eddie Herrera concert. Agradecido with special guests José Alberto El Canario, also Miriam Cruz, and los cantantes de Wilfredo Vargas. Unfortunately, it was announced that Wilfredo was sick, and so his three lead singers arrived on his behalf to sing with Eddie and celebrate El Concierto Agradecido. This is the first time I have ever seen Eddie Herrera live, and man, what a voice, and a chance to hear El Jardinero live. Man, I must have been about 8 years old when that song came out, El Jardinero. Took me this long to see that song live, but we got to see it. Anyway, again, stellar concert. Here's a little from José Alberto Canario's part, singing with Eddie Herrera. Qué chévere el momento. You know, on my part, I miss those collaborations when they have those moments where you bring an artist who sings the other artist's song. You have that one moment, you know, and these guys pulled it off. And it was really nice to see something that's missing a lot today at the concerts. You heard the crowd. The crowd went crazy as soon as that happened. So I guess I'm speaking some gospel, bro. Anyway, fue un concierto bien chévere. I think it was about 3 hours, 3.5 hours. And yeah, looking forward to the next one. You know, so if you attended Eddie Herrera Agradecido this past weekend at Lehman Center, you know exactly what I'm talking about, bro. Check out photos at mambointhecity.com. Just click on photo block and you see photos from this weekend's big concert at the Lehman Center. Coming up, my time with Ray Ruiz working at Radio City Music Hall. Stick around. We'll be back with more of the Mambo in the City Salsa Podcast. Recordando al maestro Tito Puente.
Que no me cambie nada por allá, que yo lo quiero ver tal como está. Puerto Rico lindo, me hace tan rico el poder pensar que yo soy tu hijo. Dame un palmar y un amanecer cantando un zorzal. Y quiero una hamaca, café, tagataca y guabara de allí. Y déjame soñar desde aquí, déjame soñar.
So a couple of weeks back, I'm chilling here in the South Bronx in my apartment, and I get a text message from Ray Therese's manager asking if I'd be interested in working with Ray Therese at Radio City Music Hall for the big concert featuring a Gran Combo and Rufino Vargas and Ray. And you know, right away, nostalgia kicks in because I'm like you guys. I'm a fan of this music. I'm a fan of La India. I'm a fan of, you guys already know, Tito Nieves, Gran Combo. To me, Ray Therese's era, music-wise, for me, began when I was in high school. You know, the No Me Acostumbro album, the Media Mitad album, where he's sitting on the beach and remembering the first time I saw Ray en el show de las 12. So I respond to the text, and I look up, and I'm like, coño, man, Ray Therese, can you imagine? Like, what an honor. Like, how is this happening? You know, I'm very excited. And I'm noticing that the fan in me, the guy who's been watching and listening to Ray since high school, has just shown the fuck up. So, of course, I start to play Ray's music, and I'm over here singing all the fucking songs. And that's all nostalgia, right? And I need to get this out of my system. There's one thing as a concert photographer you need to do when you're working with your favorite artist, and that's remove the fan aspect from that. Because right now, Ray is my client, and he's expecting, you know, really great content. You know, over the years, I've learned that by the time the artist gets on the stage, like, so much has happened. You know, maybe getting up in the morning from wherever they're coming up, or wherever they're traveling from at 5:30 in the morning to go to the airport, to sit with delays, to, you know, land at the hotel. Have they eaten? Are they in a good mood? Of course, I learned this a long time ago watching the late, great Gallo Salcedo, Tito Rojas. I remember one time being in an airport with Tito Rojas about 4:30 in the morning when he was going to Latin America to perform. And it's super early and he has to travel all these hours, and then he's performing maybe 1 o'clock in the morning the next day. Do that show, finish about what? Play 45 minutes to head to the hotel to maybe not get a chance to sleep before heading to the airport. So you're pretty much working with a 48-hour time span by the time everything is done. So who has time to sleep and eat and be in a good mood? You know, a lot of times people would see Tito and he was, you know, rightly so, fucking tired. Here's the other thing. A lot of the social media aspect has changed. I remember seeing concerts back in the day. They had a lot of big television cameras at the concerts. And a lot of these artists have been in front of exceptional photographers. So now, you know, they're traveling with two or three guys that do their social media. And we're more responsible for making them look really good on social media. So, you know, there's a lot of quality control there. Their manager has input on how it looks, how the artist needs to be represented. A lot of times the wife or the family member will say, that looks good, that doesn't look good. Or you need this, you don't need that. You know, so my job there with any artist I work with is to make them look their absolute best, because everybody's going to see that. And that can affect how they get hired. You know, so it's very, social media is so important in this day and age. Speaking of long days, the day finally shows up where I'm working with Ray. And my day starts at 12 p.m. The concert is at 8 p.m. And so I arrive at Radio City Music Hall to get my pass and all that stuff at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, as suggested by the manager. And I get there before him, right? That's a plus. And so he was happy that I was there early, right? If you're early, you're on time, right? I feel like every opportunity that you have to be in front of people who work with an artist on that level, with any artist, has to have the best information, can teach you the business, right? There's so much to learn from right there. So I took that as an opportunity to also pick his brain and see, you know, why he does this for a living. What has he learned, you know, from working with Ray? You know, I learned that he was many years with Julio Iglesias. So imagine working with Julio Iglesias at the height of his career. So this person has so much knowledge in terms of the music business. To me, you have to take advantage of those moments. If you can learn something, anything from somebody who's working with a major artist, that's a plus. You know, and I did, you know, I just through conversation. And it was funny that we knew so many musicians. We had so many musician friends in common. And which was nice, because that made the conversation even more easy, you know, because I'm talking and meeting with this person for the very first time. So we got some breakfast. The manager was absolutely hilarious, you know, which was great. He had a lot of great stories about his years in music and things like that. And so it's about 3 p.m. We're heading to the hotel to meet Ray and the band. Already, these guys have, you know, they've traveled in. And next stop is soundcheck at Radio City Music Hall. And then a couple hours in between to chill and, I guess, eat. And then showtime, 8 p.m. You know, I can say with a heavy heart, because I lost Celso Clemente in December of last year. Celso was an exceptional musician, a tremendous bongocero, my favorite timbalero of all time. And he taught me, you know, by example. He gave me a chance to come and travel with the band. And I would show up to this hotel, the Hotel Newton on 96th Street in Broadway. And, you know, I'd wait for him in the lobby, and then the musicians would come down, and then Tito Rojas would come down and board the bus, travel 4 or 5 hours to some venue somewhere far, to then return at 3 o'clock in the morning and perform at Jimmy's Bronx Cafe when they had that back in the day at, you know, 5 a.m. to then go back to the hotel, pack, and then head for the airport. So, but thanks to him, I learned what's on the other side of the curtain in terms of music life. You know, Celso used to say, estamos trabajando en tal sitio, estamos trabajando en tal sitio. You know, estamos batallando. And I never understood that until, you know, seeing him wake up super early and super tired and understand that this is a job for them. You know, that's when it changed for me musically. And I see everything so different today when I see artists show up. And this is why I try not to fan out as much as I used to back in the day. Because I know that, like Celso said, estamos trabajando. Just think about when you finish work at 5 o'clock, or me when you finish work at 5. It's when they get the fuck home. You know what I mean? Just imagine as a musician. Okay, so a few minutes later, Ray Ruiz comes down the elevator into the lobby of the hotel. And, you know, they introduce me and everything's cool. And we decide we're going to go out and do some photos around the city. We were like in the Times Square area. And it was interesting to get Ray's perspective of New York City, because New York City has changed significantly from, you know, back in the day. And I had a chance at that point. It was just me and Ray one-on-one walking down the street to get into conversation and to get him talking about Radio City Music Hall. Because a lot of artists, you know, you have to get them to talk. And it's a skill set, because, you know, they may not be in the mood to talk. Not that he wasn't in the mood to talk, but you have to get something out of the artist when you're working with them. Thankfully, I'm a podcaster, so I have those podcasting tricks. You know what I'm saying, bro? You know, just get the guy talking. Listen, you know, how do you feel? You know, how this, how that? And you watch for reaction. You know, is he smiling when he's saying things? Is he, you know, is his voice low when he's saying things? So you want to get him to react in a positive way, in a strong way, to get that audience thinking, wow, you know, he's excited about tonight. So here was our conversation.
Bueno, vamos a hablar de esta noche. Vamos a hablar de Radio City. ¿Cómo te sientes? ¿Estás en Nueva York?
Es importante esa plaza, ese sitio. Este lugar es emblemático de Nueva York y uno tiene siempre un buen recuerdo de Radio City. Es mi primera vez y quiero aprovecharlo 100%. Vamos a ver, yo espero que sea fenomenal.
By the way, if you want to check out the clip of that interview I just did with Ray real quick, go to his Instagram, Ray Ruiz Salsa, and you can see the clip of him walking on the street there in New York City as we headed toward the sound check at Radio City Music Hall. So we kept on. We're on 6th Avenue and Avenue of the Americas, about a block away from Radio City. And we get inside and we do the check-in and we head upstairs. And as I'm entering the Radio City concert hall, which is completely empty, and Rufino Valgas, his orchestra, is doing their sound check, or they were actually finishing up their sound check. And it was, what a band, you know, just sounded amazing. And over the years, I photographed Radio City Music Hall about 6 times. My first experience was with Gilberto Santa Rosa, his first time at Radio City Music Hall. Then the Adam Torres concerts, you know, La Sonora Ponceña, El Gran Combo. Then it was Tito Nieves, Jerry Rivera, and La India. I had went to see Mark Anthony there. You know, he had like the series at Radio City where he was, I think, doing 4 nights. And the night that I went was Juan Luis Guerra, which was an amazing surprise. But Radio City Music Hall is my least favorite arena to photograph in because it's so big. It's like two city streets, two city blocks, you know, to get from one place to another. The stage is absolutely enormous, you know, but sitting in the crowd, that seating is so comfortable. I would say that about Radio City. I love the seating area. So at this point, the Radio City stage crew is removing the entire band setup for Wilfredo Valgas, and it's on this big cart, massive, massive cart. And they wheel that off, and then they bring in Ray Ruiz's music setup. In terms of sound check, so much is going on at this point. You have lights flickering, trying to get the lighting right for, I guess, when a song comes on or when he enters the stage later on that evening. And as I look up, you have that massive screen at Radio City Music Hall. It takes up the entire stage and is playing Ray Ruiz's music videos over the years, concerts he's attended, him as a young person, and just capturing everything. So when he's performing, it's going to play behind them. A lot of the times, the artists are not part of the sound check. Sometimes they'll show up later for the main performance. But Ray was there, and he was just making sure that everything, quality control, make sure everything was great. I mean, this is his first time. And just imagine, as a band leader, this is important to him. And let me say this, at Radio City, those guys have the sound down packed. You know, you don't get feedback. You don't get any of that shit. You know, if anything, it's just small tweaks, you know, raise me up a little more, this and that. Conga here, timbal there, you know, coro un poquito. So I have been with Ray since, like I said, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's now pushing a little over 5 o'clock. I believe the sound check is about less than 30 minutes. It's a quick sound check. And the guys are tuning up. You know, you hear congas and bongo and bass and timbal and congas and bass. And, you know, everybody's just getting there, tuning up. You know, it's like están calentando los motores, como dicen. Bro, all of a sudden I hear somebody say, vamos el estamos solo. La canción estamos solo. And I'm like, oh shit, bro. Okay, so the fans showed up. The fans showed up, bro. The 20-year-old in high school for me just knocked me over and said, yo, I love this song. Dale. New York salsa is not the same, okay? You're talking about an era, one of the greatest eras of salsa romántica with one of the best voices. He's the fan talking. One of the best voices with hits, okay? This is not a four-piece band. This is not a guy making trombone sounds with his mouth. This is, you know, cuatro trompetas, dos trombones, you know, piano, bass, conga, three coro, timbal, bongo. This is not Mickey Mouse, bro. This is an era, okay? And he's about to play Estamos Solo. Bro, do you hear that cacara? You hear that cacara right there? You hear Ray's voice? You know, he sounds like the album. I have to say, it was pretty cool to watch Ray do the sound check and be on stage at the same time and enjoy that aspect and just take a moment and think, like, bro, it's funny how the album covers that you used to buy are coming to life right in front of you. And as a concert photographer, the one thing I want to do is stay the F out of Ray's way during this sound check. You know, there's a lot going on. You want to make sure that, you know, you don't want him to stop the sound check and say, yo, Bobby, what you doing, bro? We're working here. You know, so thankfully that didn't happen. And it was an amazing, I'll never forget that sound check. It was so cool. I also did some single shots of Ray in Radio City Music Hall, where he's sitting in the empty arena by himself, like right in the middle, which was composed by the manager, actually. He had a great idea to put Ray in that setting, you know, for the first time, which is, again, learning as I go here, bro. Went upstairs to the fourth floor, found the room, started charging batteries and getting my memory cards ready and all that stuff. We got another hour and a half before showtime. So here's where we start to play Who's Here. You know, you walk around and you see the tags on the dressing rooms and it says, El Gran Combo, And there they were, bro. We got to see my boy Richie Bastal, say hello to Jerry Rivas, El Pollo, who was celebrating his anniversary with Gran Combo that night as well. And then I got a text from Ray's manager. He's pulling up in an SUV. I'm going to get some footage. So headed back downstairs and then back up to Ray's dressing room where all the musicians were there. And Ray had a conversation with the musicians, just a positive conversation about what's happening tonight and you know, how excited he is and, you know, band leader stuff, pro. You know, it was amazing to see that. I also learned that Radio City has this massive book and they have the performers sign the book. So, of course, Ray signed. It's about 7:50 p.m. Signs real quick. And then we get on the elevator and head down to that main hall. And I'm right in position to catch Ray's entrance into Radio City Music Hall. You know, people waited months to get tickets for this concert. Gran Combo, Wilfrido Rales, and Ray Ruiz. So you can hear in the background, that's Ray finally making the entrance. Casa llena, bro. Casa llena. So Ray hits the stage. Everything's cool. All of a sudden I hear, clear the stage. Everybody out. Let's go. Can't stand there. No recording. Bye. Así es la vida. Como dice Luis Enrique. Así es la vida. Así de lógica. So let's check out some more of that concert. I got in front of the stage to get some photos of Ray. So it's Ray Ruiz from Radio City. Don't forget, guys, March 23rd, Ray Ruiz will be at the Coca-Cola Music Hall in Puerto Rico. So visit tiquetera.com or ticketpop.com and get your tickets for Ray Ruiz in Puerto Rico. It's going to be a good one. So after Ray's performance, I did one more video with Ray when he leaves Radio City Music Hall, gets back in these beautiful black SUV, and you know, that's the end of work for me for that night. Ironically, when I finished the video, Ray goes, come on. He's like, where are you going? Jump in. We're going back to the hotel. You can't make this up, man. I mean, again, something I'll never, ever forget. You know, when your 1990s CDs come to life and you actually working with them. I learned so much that day, and I want to thank Ray and his manager for the opportunity. Also, Andy Pozo also for the opportunity. Last but not least, Adam Torres Concerts for creating one of the most memorable concerts in New York City history from Radio City. So shouts to Adam Torres and his team. Amazing times. That is it, folks. My name is Adán Montañez. This has been the Mambo in the City Salsa Podcast, my chronicles with Ray Ruiz. We'll see you next time on the Mambo in the City Salsa Podcast.